Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to Church Girl Rehab with myself, Natasha Ingman. I really appreciate you guys clicking to listen today. Today, I want to talk about getting back into ministry. Now, if you are like myself and doing basically what the title of my podcast is, doing a little Church Girl Rehab, getting healed from hurts, hangups, and the past, from church experiences, the thought of going back into ministry can be one that is truly terrifying. It's October 1st today. It's Halloween season now. Talking about being terrified makes me think of the scariest movie that you could possibly think of. Now, that is my thought when it comes back into getting into ministry. I have been called to be a speaker, to work in youth and women's ministries, helping young girls and women around my age kind of find themselves, find their calling, and then help them pursue that, pursue confidence, and just their giftings along those lines. Now, I have been saved since I was 10 years old. I started working in the church, started doing ministry in VBS. When I was supposed to be in VBS, I was actually teaching to my peers. And then I transferred into teenage years, and I was an intern, an executive intern. I spoke to the youth. I taught the youth, camp counselor once, just various things along the ministry line. I was very much so into working in ministry. It's where I always felt the closest to God, but it's also where I got the most slack, rejection, whatever you want to call it, from the actual members of the church. They would always tell me that I could speak next time, I could do something next time, I could do this or that. Or maybe you should try something else, Tasha. Maybe you should go into children's ministry. I am a mom. I love kids. I actually work in schools as a teacher of sorts. And I am not called to children's ministry as much as I love kids. I'm called to youth and to women's, like I said, but I would always get slack with stuff like that. And that's where I always had to like fight for my ministry and defend my ministry. And just now I was reading, about how Paul had to defend his ministry, had to defend how he acted in person versus his letters in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians. So he's literally having to defend himself to the Corinthians, who he's been writing all these letters to and getting words from God to write letters to them. And he's sitting there having to defend himself, having to defend his ministry. Now, what does this do with fear of getting back into ministry? Well, sometimes I feel like we have to defend what we're called to do, and we have a fear over that. We fear having to defend ourselves and defend what we're supposed to be doing, even to just ourselves. We sit there in our heads and we're like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. I can't do this. I can't go back. I'm not good at this. That was an old season of mine. And maybe it was an old season, but for most of us listening to this today, you're still called to do that. You still have to defend what you're supposed to be doing, even to yourself, because you are called to do something for the kingdom of God. We all are. We're all part of one body. We all have something to do. You know, the eyeball, you know, has to see, you know, the hands have to be able to grip and to move. I remember my sister, she had an accident where she broke her humerus and in doing so basically damaged all the nerves to her hand. So she had to reteach her hand how to be a hand, how to grab things, how to do what a hand is naturally supposed to do, what it's called and made to do. Now that was a really scary process for her. She literally at one point was having to move her hand with her other hand. So another part of the body was having to help her teach her hand how to be a hand again. And that can be a lesson in how we're supposed to view getting back into ministry. Sometimes It's a slow process. It's a scary process. It's going to suck and you're going to need help from others. I'm lucky enough that my best friend is also called into a similar facet of ministry. She has some different facets that she's called to do versus what I'm called to do. And that's a really great thing. She's the left hand to my right hand. We're called to do similar but different things. But getting back into being scared of ministry, why? You need to sit down like I just sat down and write a list of why you are scared of getting back into ministry. On my list, it was fear of getting rejected by the church again, getting kicked out again, getting told that I'm not supposed to do this, even though I know that the Lord told me that I'm supposed to do this. It's a scary thing. It's scary getting back into your calling after you tried to run from it for a really long time like I did. I ran from my calling for 3 years. I've tried to do every other creative job that I could think of to take the place of doing ministry, of working with the church, of being a part of a church, of doing ministry. Again, just, it's scary when you think people are just going to look at you the way the people from your past looked at you. But the people that are around you right now, even if they are the same people from your past, they're not the same people. They've gone through different things over the years, over different seasons in their lives. And you have to remember that. You don't want people to look at you for your past season, so don't look at them for theirs. I encourage you today to figure out what makes you feel close to God. What your ministry is. What is that? Is it speaking to young girls and women around your age like it's mine? Is it children's ministry? And then sit down and write the fears that you have for that particular ministry that you want to get back into. If you're called to speak, write a message. You don't have to speak it. Just write it. Pray about it. Just go over everything that you feel like God wants you to do and that you know God wants you to do. Fear can be a very crippling thing, but regret can be even more crippling. I don't want anyone to look back and say, I was called to do this, but I didn't do it. God picked somebody else to take my place because I said no when I should have said yes. Think about that today. I appreciate you listening to this short podcast. My name is Natasha Ingman, and this is Church Girl Rehab.